So, how do we find peace in these turbulent times? One way is to bring awareness to our thoughts, our beliefs, and our perception, and to begin to recognize that those patterns directly impact our well-being. And I know many of you are long-term meditators, and you know this to be true. It can always be helpful to have that reminder. So, one of my favorite teachers, Howie Cohn, he teaches up in the San Francisco Bay Area. He shares how one of the leading causes of old age, sickness, and death is being born. And this is the truth of life, that life comes with hardship and struggles, and there's no avoiding that. So, recently I was reminded of a hardship that I experienced in my own life. And back in 2008, I was working down, for those of you familiar with the area, outside of Sedona. So it was about an hour commute and a great job. It was such a cool opportunity for me as a being new in my field. And it was also a time of recession. And so as the enrollment went down, there were rumors of potential layoff, and it turns out that I was the person to get laid off. And I just remember how devastating that was for me. It was such a hard time in my life. I didn't have this practice back then. I didn't have these tools or ways of working with the mind and the heart. And I took it so personally. I was really devastated. And I felt as though I was being personally rejected, abandoned, judged. I really felt ultimately that was what I thought was coming at me. From within, I felt like a failure. And I was so embarrassed and humiliated and afraid. I was really afraid. I remember just wondering how the heck I was going to pay the mortgage or my car payment or get another job, because basically at that point in time, I still didn't have the qualifications to work in my field without supervision. And so finding that perfect niche is a challenge. And I remember driving home, and I was on the phone with my ex-mother-in-law, who I call mom now. And I remember her listening to me sobbing. And then she said to me, "You know, Michelle, I love you no matter what." And it was one of those moments where it pierced into my soul, and I really heard her. And I remember having this glimmer and this sense of what unconditional love can feel like. Like, she was not judging me. She didn't see me as a failure. And there was something really beautiful about the seed that she planted in that moment, the way that she supported me. And then came the next few months. When I was looking for a job, I couldn't find a job, and I was so worried and stressed out. And it was a really hard time for me. And then I found a job, and at that same time, I had this eruption in my body of an autoimmune disorder called psoriasis. So basically, right as I was starting my new job, I developed a rash from my head to my toes. And luckily, the people there were really supportive, and they understood that I needed to start a little bit later, and that my days were meant to be in an oatmeal bath until it passed. And it did pass, but I learned a powerful lesson in that moment. And that was that I could never let myself get that stressed out again. And it was that time, and it was that moment that led me to this practice. So that hardship and that adversity that I experienced then ended up being the most amazing gifts, because here I am today with all of you and with this beautiful, beautiful support of meditation to complement and guide my life. And oftentimes that's the way of those hard times, is in the moment, it's really hard to see the benefit that we might get. But in retrospect, when we look back after it's passed, when we look back and we see, oh, okay, there were some lessons. There's some benefit from that. And there were so many other blessings that came from that time. So rather than doing that hour-long commute, I found a wonderful job here in Flag, as I mentioned, where I met amazing friends that I still treasure having today. And so, you know, and I look back at that time, I was learning and changing and growing. And in this time, there's the potential that we can have a similar experience for ourselves. And some of that learning is how we meet the adversity that we're experiencing. So the media and our leadership, they're showing us one way that we can meet this pandemic, this virus. And what I'm observing is so much blame and judgment and fear. And granted, you know, the fear is relevant. It's necessary for us, but we understand that we need to keep ourselves safe. And yet it's running rampant. And so we have this opportunity to meet the circumstances in a different way. And we can bring this practice in to support ourselves. So we can begin to cultivate having more kindness and compassion, patience and understanding, and ultimately be developing and practicing our own resilience. And I feel like as I get older, another lesson that I've come to understand is that this too shall pass. And it's so helpful to remember that. While we're in it, it doesn't make the situation go away, but we can have a sense that it's going to be different, and that we've lived through hard times before. So I look at this time, and I'm so grateful for this practice. And one of the things that I I take away from it is the knowing that I have a choice where I put my attention. So I've learned to see clearly the way that things are as best I can. And I also know that I don't need to, or it doesn't serve to get distracted by things such as the media and our leadership and the judgment. So if those patterns arise in my mind, I can see them. And I may get distracted and get lost in a story, but I find my way back. And the place I find my way back to is this present moment. Right here, right now. I find my way back to my breath, to this body, and to the presence that is me, that is awareness. And so there's a choice. And our body communicates to us. Mine exploded in a rash to say, hey, pay attention, take care of me. And this is one of the ways that we can bring peace to ourselves in this time, is we can listen to our bodies and recognize when we're experiencing tension, recognize when we're holding our breath. And really, I would say most people right now are walking around with an extremely high level of stress and anxiety and fear. And it's manifesting in their bodies. They may not know. They may not have that awareness. But what that does is it, you know, from a really practical standpoint, it lowers our capacity to fight off illness. And, you know, when we're in those moments of reactivity and fear, the adrenaline is released and those stress hormones are released. There's inflammation in our bodies and we're debilitated. And then, of course, there's the impact on our sleep and our rest. And so that's one thing that we can do, is recognize when we're experiencing these things and then practice the self-compassion of coming back into the present moment and softening, just softening our body and breathing deep. So the other day I ventured out to the grocery store and I was observing some of the people in the store, and I noticed this sense of distrust, of people looking at each other with this view of, you know, what are you, one of the sick ones? Are you going to get me sick? Are you going to take the food that I want? And I remember thinking, you know what? That is what keeps us separate. And that's what keeps us afraid of each other. But there's potential that we can shift our point of view, our perception, and see the humanity in the other person. And instead of seeing them as an object in our way or someone that's out to harm us, we can see that this is another individual who needs to buy groceries. And we can give them that space within, that acceptance and kindness. And really, ultimately, that's something that I'm seeing happening all over the world. So there's these elements where people are really struggling and acting out. And then there's so much kindness happening. So someone once told me that when there's a crisis, look for the helpers. Look for the helpers. When we feel hopeless, look for the helpers, because they're always there They're stepping up with courage and with so much generosity. You know, there's people all over the world right now. We're all uniting with a shared experience of trying to navigate this. And so there's doctors in Italy sharing what they know. And there's doctors in China sharing what they know. There's scientists doing research globally to come together to find a way to intervene. There's engineers from all over trying to design safety gear for our medical personnel. And there's this just this beautiful influx of people wanting to contribute and wanting to be helpful, offering to buy groceries for folks who can't go to the store, or restaurants giving free meals. It's actually happening everywhere we look. There's so much beautiful generosity available that we can also turn our attention to and find a sense of restoration in humankind. And so I think about, you know, what helps bring me peace. And it's the seeing of the beauty that's all around us. So for those of us who are fortunate enough to get to do so, we can go outside and go out in nature and breathe the fresh air. Last night, for those of you in Flagstaff, we had one of the most epic sunsets I've ever seen in my life. It was amazing. It was amazing. A showstopper, right? Mother Nature comes in and she says, by the way, this is happening too. And feel free to drink this in as a balm for your spirit. So we can do that. We can go outside and we can appreciate what we're experiencing. We can move our bodies and breathe in that which is good, that which is working and okay in the world. And then we can feel the natural arising of gratitude. And so these are these qualities, the Brahma Viharas, you know, that we get to experience kindness and compassion and this sense of generosity and gratitude. And what an antidote to fear when we can be grateful. So one of my favorite teachings with mindfulness is to encourage people when they're washing their hands to allow this to be a moment for mindfulness, a moment to let the mind ease into the background and instead notice that there's running water and what a blessing that is. And perfectly good drinking water. And so we can turn these different moments of our day into opportunities to practice gratitude, whatever that might be. We can look for those moments. And so that's one of the encouragements that I want to share with you all tonight, is a way to find peace is through a grateful heart. And even with all the suffering that is happening, and I don't want to in any way diminish that, I know this is a very, very difficult time. And we need to feel the feelings that come with this, the sadness and the grief. And we also need to take care of ourselves along the way. And so may we be grateful for the blessings that we do have. May we remember when this passes that it's a blessing to go to the grocery store and have the shelves be stocked, to have whatever we want whenever we want, to go wherever we want whenever we want, to not take things for granted, and to truly appreciate the people in our lives, the interactions that we share. Each moment is precious. And then lastly, there's the practice of loving kindness. And this is such a gift for us to learn how to have those feelings in our heart for others and for ourselves. And this is a time for us to embrace that practice. So when I think about my mother, when I think about my family members that I worry about, I feel that fear, I feel that worry in my heart. And then I send them my love. And I complete the loop, you know, so I don't rest in the fear and send that energy out into the world. The world has plenty of that right now. What we really need is more love and more caring. And so may we all remember this in these times where we are afraid, that we can turn to this desire within to be loving and send that out to the world. Send that out to your neighbor. Send that out to anyone. Anyone in the world. So we actually have an opportunity to practice that together tonight. And so what's to come now is we'll be taking a moment to take a break and stretch, and then we'll sit and meditate together for about 25 minutes. And then 5 minutes of loving kindness. And I might just make that loving kindness go longer, because we need more. We need more. And I just really want to say my sincere thank you to all of you for your presence here tonight and for your practice. And may we be a light for the rest of the world. All right, thank you. So you're welcome if you like to get up, stretch your legs. I find that that's an important piece of all this online world, is we need to move around a little bit. Stretch. And so when you're ready, feel free to return to your seat. Allow your eyes to softly close. And open your awareness to this present moment. Practicing a willingness to be here, a willingness to be with what is. And also practicing self-compassion by bringing a sense of relaxation to our bodies. Allowing our breath to melt away the hard edges, to bring a softness. And we can rest our attention on our breath. If and when thoughts arise, we may notice them, but then return to the breath, resting in the silence and the simplicity. And so you might take a moment to notice if your mind has wandered. And then gently bring it back to the breath. And so now we'll be shifting our practice into a guided meditation of loving kindness. Taking some breaths to relax the body. And I really like to do this practice with a hand over my heart so I can feel the place in my body where loving kindness resides. And so I'll be saying a phrase and invite you to repeat that phrase silently to yourself and to take a deep breath between each line. This is our opportunity to practice having a different relationship with our minds, to allow our imaginations to be a friend and ally. And so you might bring to mind someone that you care about a great deal that's an easy relationship. It could be a child or a pet, a friend, loved one. It can be a mentor or a historic figure that you admire and respect. It can even just be a beautiful place. Someone that when you bring them to mind, it brings a smile to your lips. And imagine that in this moment, we can wish them well. We can send them our loving kindness. And so we'll begin. May you be well. May you be healthy and safe. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be peaceful and happy. And may you be free. And then once again, practicing self-compassion. Allow your mind and your heart to be open. To be open to receiving your own good wishes. May I be well. May I be healthy and safe. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be peaceful and happy. And may I be free. Just feeling ourselves filling with the vibration of loving kindness. We can now bring to mind our friends and our family. People that we miss and care about. We can bring to mind our neighbors here on this call. Our neighbors here in this community. We can bring to mind even those difficult people, recognizing that there's room in our hearts for everyone. That we all deserve loving kindness. And we can expand our reach to those people all over this country, across the ocean and across the borders. To people all over the world. To those that may be caught in the fear, that are feeling sick, that are dying. We can send them our love. May we all be well. May we all be healthy and safe. May we all be peaceful and happy. May we all be free from inner and outer harm. May we all be free. Breathing in this sensation of loving kindness. May it bring peace and solace to our hearts in the days to come.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.